Darius that is the one that has Daniel thrown in the lion's den, and it's Darius the Mede. And I point this out that the historians that are sorting through how to bring this together, he must have been a ruler of Babylon, but under the authority of Cyrus. And in that context, it would be okay for Daniel, still in Babylon, to refer to him as the king. He was the king of Babylon, but he wasn't the king, evidently, of the entire empires of the Medes and Persians. Cyrus was. But we're going to, as we look at these kings, we're going to run into another Darius, and I want you to understand it's a different Darius. In verse 2, it says, "Now I will show thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia." Now this is three kings following Cyrus, the king that conquered Babylon, and we don't want to lose track of the fact that Cyrus was specifically called by the Lord to accomplish bringing down Babylon, to begin the work of letting the Jews go back to Jerusalem. And we see this in these kings as they march through history, that the Lord was interacting with them in a very specific way. The story of Cyrus, he had already been named in the Bible long before he existed. This truth was part of what gave him the insight to an understanding to work in favor of the Jews. But there was going to be three kings in Persia that stood up after him, and then a fourth that would be far richer. And the son of Cyrus, Cambyses, is the first of these three kings, and he started a campaign to conquer Egypt once he was king, and he came to the throne by assassinating or murdering his brother, so that there was no question about who was going to follow Cyrus. He murders his brother, becomes king, makes his attack on Egypt, is successful, gathers up some of the Egyptian idols and wealth and silver and gold, and he's coming back from Egypt. And whether it was an accident or he committed suicide, on his way back from Egypt, he found that a man who had was pretending to be his brother, the brother that he had murdered, had taken the throne. And this man was called Smerdis, which was his brother's name, but in history he's called False Smerdis, because he knew he wasn't Smerdis. He took the throne, and then on his way back from Egypt, Cambyses, or Cambyses, I'm not sure about the pronunciation of many of these words, he realized that this imposter had taken the throne, and some historians say he committed suicide, some said that he died.